Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Hobie Wedler's been doing wine tastings in the Napa Valley, unlike any other. Now, he's been blind since birth and seemingly unfettered by it. He's always been driven by curiosity. This led to him becoming a serious cook, a doctoral student in chemistry, and that led him to wine, which took him to the Francis Ford Coppola Vineyard, where his own ways of opening up to wine led to his tasting in the dark wine seminars. Hobie, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Tell me, how did you get into wine?
So I was actually born and raised in Petaluma, which is in the heart of Sonoma County, which, as you know, is a big wine region of the world. And I've always had a love for sort of hyperlocality. And the thought that something around me, like a delicious grape from Sonoma County, was being sold all over the world, even when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, was fascinating.
And it was in your backyard.
It was in my backyard. And, you know, people have always told me, well, you're blind. You should focus on things that are non-visual. So maybe try to develop a palate. I mean, these were fantasies that people talked about when I was 8, 9 years old. And the fact that here I am right now is kind of ironic.
Well, and I know chemistry, you're going for your PhD in chemistry, and I know you've done a great deal of work in it. But is that one of the, I mean, that's a direct tie-in to wine.
Sure. I mean, wine is truly, there's two ingredients, yeast and grapes. And the chemicals in wine are what make wine smell and look the way it does. And if it weren't for chemistry, you know, we wouldn't understand a lot of those properties of wine.
You run wine tastings at the Francis Ford Coppola Vineyard, and they are literally blind wine tastings. How do you do this? Explain how this works.
So Francis Ford Coppola Winery up in Geyserville, which is just a few miles north of me in Petaluma, in the heart of Sonoma County, they called me in 2011 and said, hey, do you want to host a blind wine tasting? And I said, well, I'm a self-taught wine enthusiast, and I love wine. I love talking about different abilities that people have when they're temporarily blinded. Let's go with it. So basically what we do is we put a blindfold on people in our reception area, and then we walk them up a long flight of stairs and down about a 300-foot walkway into a room where we host the tasting. I won't give it away in case people come do it, which mm-hmm. we'd love. And then we sit down, and Lynn, this is my favorite part. I get to sit down with people and have everyone introduce themselves when they're all listening to each other. And that introduction under blindfold gives people the illusion that it's just they're just talking to a group of people that are just sitting there listening to everything they have to say. And we can do it with any size group of people, because if someone's talking to a group of 40 people, they feel like it's just them and me, which makes it fun for all of us. People introduce themselves, then we talk about wine aroma and wine flavor, and we smell 6 different aroma samples where I dissolve aroma compounds in a base wine, and we get an experience of what these things are. What does lemon smell like when all these people say, oh, I smell the lemon in there? Well, what are we smelling? What are we smelling when we talk about oak or vanilla or hazelnut? And we deal with this, and we warm up our palates. And then we sit around and we smell wine and really give it the time of day and think about it for about 5 minutes per wine before we taste the wines. And we taste anywhere from 4 to 6 wines and discuss them, talk about the flavors, and we don't reveal what color or what varietal we think they are until the very end. And it gives people a great opportunity to just relax into their senses, focus their attention, not on the visual distractions they receive, but on the wine in the glass and on the spoken word of their friends around them, and really enjoy what wine truly has to offer, which is quite magnificent.
How do people react?
People come away saying, wow, I didn't think I'd want to be under blindfold for more than 5 minutes, but I realized the time went by extremely quickly. And people come away saying, I want to appreciate wine academically, and I never knew how to do that before. And that's what's such a joy for me, is because that's how I love to drink wine, is thinking about it and studying it and writing my tasting notes after everything I try and really delving into it.
But couldn't you do the same thing without the blindfold?
With the blindfold, it focuses your attention away from what it looks like around you, the distracting faces, you know, things like that, where you're really focusing just on the wine and not on the visual cues. Because vision is such a first response sense, it's a sense that we use all the time to pick things up. It often can be a bit of a crutch. When we don't have that sense, we can just focus all our attention on the task at hand.
Hmm.
One thing that I love about this tasting and about just talking with people in general, people so often focus on things they don't have. And I could do that all the time. You know, I'm a blind person. I had to get a ride to the studio this morning. That stuff's no big deal. The most important thing is to spend our time not focusing on what we don't have and focusing on what we do have. Maybe we don't know how to cook everything under the sun, but those things we know how to cook and those wines we know how to serve people around us are such a great resemblance of the wonders that we do have. And I think wine, in particular, is a tremendous way to forget about the disabilities we have, the fact that our knee hurts, you know, whatever's going on around us, the fact that we had a bad day at work. And just stop and think about wherever you are. There's beauty in some respect in anyone's life, in any part. And wine allows us to really slow down and really get into the wine and into what it's resembling and where the grapes were grown. We can forget about all those things around us that might be hindering us and focus on the positive.
Hobie, thanks so much for being with us.
Lynn, thank you.
Hobie Wedler leads Tasting in the Dark wine seminars at the Francis Ford Coppola Winery. And by the way, in 2012, the White House honored Hobie and 13 others as champions of change for leading the way for people with disabilities in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, for a recipe to tune up your sense of smell, take a look at our warm white bean salad with fragrant garlic and rosemary. You're going to find it at splendidtable.org.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.